Hey everybody, welcome to the next, episode here of Swirl's Adventures in Slutland. I think I should call this one, like, Sleepy Sniffy Swirl's Adventures in Slutland. I have a little bit of, like, a cold or something, and so I'm kind of sniffly. Yeah, that's hot. So, I was trying to think of, some stuff to talk about with you guys. Unfortunately, my forays into Slutland haven't been as often as I would like over the past couple weeks, and that's for a couple reasons. One, I've just been generally feeling like shit, so that does not lend itself to, sexy times at all. Oh, and by the way, all kinds of traffic noise for you. just pretend that we are sitting outside chatting. Yeah. And stuff. Of course, if I was sitting outside, I wouldn't be rubbing my pussy like I am now. Or maybe I would. So, anyway. I've just been, in general, feeling like shit. And it's the end of the semester, so, you know, school gets really busy. So I just haven't had an opportunity to engage in sexy shenanigans as much as I would want. That's not to say that it was, like, a total bust, because, of course, I got some in there. let's see. So let me bring you up to date on all of my sexy shenanigans. Hold on, I'm just getting comfortable. Okay. So, let's see. I still have Fuck Buddy. And I just saw him yesterday, actually, for the first time in a long time. Because, as you know, primarily what Fuck Buddy and I do is I suck his cock and I make him come. And then we watch some TV. And that's pretty much it. But sucking cock is really hard to do when you have a stuffy nose. Right? And so I haven't seen him much. So the other day I was finally able to suck cock again. So I did. And I made him come really fast, so that was good. I mean, I guess I sort of wanted to take my time, like, I was, like, enjoying it. Fuck Buddy loves me licking his balls. He just, like, I think he could let me do that for, like, hours. And I'm cool with that. Fuck Buddy and I are actually going to spend Christmas together. And you're thinking, Swirl, that's a little weird, isn't it? Spending Christmas with your Fuck Buddy. Well, here's the deal. The family will be away, so I'm all by myself, and, I fucking hate Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is stupid, and I apologize, kinda, to anyone who I offend with that, but fuck it, I hate Christmas, and so I don't celebrate it. Well, I don't celebrate it conventionally. Past few years, what I like to do is eat some frozen pizza, watch some porn, and masturbate myself into a coma. Yeah. Well, so Fuck Buddy and I are going to do that together tomorrow. He's rented some movies, and that sounds so silly that he rented movies. It sounds like he went to Blockbuster or something. I think he did get them from Redbox, though. But we're going to watch some movies and eat pizza, and I'll probably suck his cock a few times. And he said he wants me to masturbate in front of him, which is awkward and weird, but whatever. Yeah, there's not any fucking usually that goes on between me and Fuck Buddy. I shouldn't call him Fuck Buddy. Maybe I should call him Suck Buddy. Because it's mostly just me sucking his cock. Yeah. Oh, and I was talking about how much he likes licking. He loves licking. So much licking. And so I lick his balls a lot. Sometimes I get, like, extra naughty and I probe my little tongue down a little further. Mm-hmm. Very dirty. And he seems to like it. He is adamant, though, that he does not like any penetration, which is kind of sad, because if he did, I would totally maybe just, like, stick a finger up his ass or something. But, yeah, the last time I did make him come fairly quickly. He is... how do I say this nicely? Have I said this before? He is not the most endowed of men, so he doesn't have a ginormous cock. And that is very convenient for sucking, let me tell you. Because I can just, whoop, take his entire cock in my mouth and just kind of like hold it there. And just like literally suck on it, right? And, you know, I mean, I'm talking like nose all the way pressed up against his tummy, kind of taking his cock all the way. And it's good. I like that a lot. And so I don't have to do a lot of like bobbing my head up and down. And that's tiring for your neck and stuff. For those of you who don't suck cock. Sorry. Ooh, loud car. I get so angry at the loud cars that go by. Like, I take it like it's a personal offense. Like, they're doing it just to me. Like, God damn it. Could you fucking not? Earlier today, someone was setting off fireworks and firecrackers and annoying shit. It's like, it's fucking Christmas Eve. Like, what the hell? Who knows? By the way, my fingers are starting to do some really nice stuff to my little clit. And it's thinking about sucking cock that does it, because I do so love sucking cock. And, Fuck Buddy, I can just suck away. Like, I don't even use my hands or anything, just my mouth. Ugh. And my nose better not be stuffy again tomorrow. Fuck. And yeah, so that's what's up with Fuck Buddy. Just, you know, some licking and sucking and maybe some coming for him. I told him that I want him to straddle my face and make me lick his balls that way. Yeah, it's pretty dirty. I'm pretty submissive. Fuck. But I like it a lot. And when he does that, I can slide my hand down and rub my little clit. He likes when I'm loud. And so I will play with my pussy and moan against his balls and his cock. I like doing that. And when he's on top of me, then I feel way less self-conscious and I can just, you know, make all kinds of sexy noises and stuff. And that angle, like laying down and him on top of me, he can totally fuck my throat so much easier that way. Yeah, that's like my ultimate goal. Have I told you that? My ultimate goal, like, I would just love to be able to have somebody, like, just fucking hold my head and just fuck my throat like crazy. Oh, God. But I have such an amazing gag reflex. Like, you just don't even know. It's taken me months to get to the point where I can, like, take all of Fuck Buddy's cock and not gag on it. Although, and I know I've said this before, he likes when I gag on it, of course. He has a rule that, 'cause apparently... sorry. Well, sorry, not sorry. Oh, fuck. He has a rule, because when I gag, apparently I look scared, and that doesn't turn him on at all. And so, if I gag on his cock, I have to stop and say, thank you, Daddy. Yeah, that's right, I call him Daddy. I've pretty much taken to just calling everybody Daddy. It's easier. Isn't that terrible? So, that brings me to another guy, who I so fondly call Hot Chocolate. Oh my god, Hot Chocolate. Okay, so where's Fuck Buddy is fun to play with, and some of the stuff we do is pretty sexy, and, you know, he's made me come pretty hard a few times. Hot Chocolate is just... oh, fuck. On a different goddamn level. He is just a fucking beast. Jesus Christ. I know. Every time I talk about him, it's like this. And I, like, gush. figuratively and literally about this guy. But, he just, he's so good. And he just manhandles me. But that sounds sexist. That sounds like mansplaining or something, or manspreading, manhandling. But he does. Like, he just will, like, flip me over or pull my legs up, or, you know, there's nothing gentle about it. Oh, and it's so good. And like I said, he is the first true sadist who I've played with. Like, you know, I've played with guys who like to inflict pain because I like it. But he's the first one who I believe does it because he likes it. And, oh my god, the stuff that he does is just, Jesus Christ. I did get to be with him one night last week. And it was quick, which sucks. Oh, but if you Reddit stalk me at all, you could see I made a post about him in the adultery subreddit. 'Cause, yeah, I got a voicemail from his wife, and that wasn't good. But everything's okay in Slutland. I still get to fuck him, and that's all that matters. but I hadn't seen him in, like, a week or something, and so he finally comes over, and, first he made me suck his cock, and, oh my god, his cock is so fucking big. He claims that he is not big enough to be considered BBC, you know, big black cock. He said it has to be at least 8 or 9 inches to be BBC. And I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care. You're my BBC. and so, he is a challenge when it comes to oral. Like, I can barely take half of him in my mouth. So I'm gonna need lots of practice. And he's willing to let me practice, you know, surprisingly. Oh, but he's so responsive. It's so good. Like, oh, the smallest lick, and he moans, and, oh, fuck. God. And he just fucks me so good and so hard. That big fucking cock. Oh, God, and he makes me cum all over his cock. Oh, I make such a fucking mess. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Just, sploosh everywhere. Oh, God, and he loves to mark me, too, and I fucking love that. I have bruises on both shoulders from him biting me, and bruises on my tits from him just squeezing them. Fuck. Oh, and he was just abusing the hell out of my nipples the other day, too. Oh, I love it. He always leaves me, like, sore in some place, like... Oh, the whole next day at school, I could just feel my sore little nipples rubbing against my bra. I'm like, oh, God. And it hurt. And, oh, fuck, every time it just reminded me of his mouth on me. Oh, God. And he likes to make me cum a lot. And he has such big hands to go with that big fucking cock. Oh, God, and I know I've said this before, but I have to record us together because you need to hear it. I know most of you, again, don't like to hear dudes, but whatever, you have to listen because he's just... Oh, my God, okay, so when he was here the other day, he was biting my shoulder. And I think my reaction to it, the kind of like whimpering, moaning, like, kind of thing, it just triggered something in him. And he was just fucking like growling. I mean, it was like literal, not cheesy, not like grr growling, but just fucking feral, primal. Oh my God. And so he's biting my shoulder and he's growling in my ear. And basically, oh, fuck, it was so good. And he was on top of me, holding me down. Fuck. And he's so fucking strong. And him doing that, him biting me, growling, dominating me like that, it just fucking made me come. He wasn't even, like... touching my pussy. I wasn't touching my pussy. He was just biting my shoulder and growling. And oh my God. It made me fucking come. And that. Oh God. That just made him bite me even harder. And growl and moan. And oh fuck. So good. So fucking good. Oh fuck. When he was trying to leave, because he had to go, which sucks, I stood up to give him a kiss goodbye, and of course we were kissing and kissing and kissing, and my hand just happened to slide down to his fucking magnificent cock again, and... And even though, like, literally his hand was on the door to leave, I just fucking knelt down in front of him and pulled his pants down. Took that big fucking lovely cock in my mouth and I sucked him. Oh, fuck yeah. He's so big. He's so fucking big. And I don't care if he's not technically BBC. But I took that big cock in my mouth and I used my hands and my mouth and everything I had fucking just, oh God. And eventually he took control of it and he was just jerking it into my mouth, and like smacking it against my tongue and my face. Oh God. And then I was flicking my tongue on that little spot, you know, right on the underside of the head. As he was, like, jerking it into my mouth. And then he came. Oh, fuck yes. And it was the first time he's ever come in my mouth. And so I got to swallow his load of cum. Fuck, it was so good. And so I just did that. As he stood at the door to my bedroom. Oh, fuck. And I didn't want him to leave, of course, but I was a good girl and I just stayed there on my knees and... Oh my god, the fucking hottest thing ever. I swallowed his cum and then he bent over and he kissed me. Just... Oh my god, that's so fucking hot. I think that's like a standard by which every dude I'm with will be measured. It's, oh fuck, will he kiss me after I swallow his cum? And god, he did. He fucking devoured my mouth like he always does. And then he pulled up his pants and put that big beautiful cock away. And he told me to stay there so he could leave. And it was very sad to watch him go. But, oh my god, I was fucking exhausted too. Because, oh, fuck. He just... Oh. Oh, fuck. So good. He's just so fucking good. So, what I'm trying to say is that I enjoy having intercourse with him. Holy fuck. Yeah. He's kind of like the first dude who hasn't treated me like I'm really delicate. Yeah. Like, he hurts me, and it's fucking amazing. He gave me Spanx a couple weeks ago. Oh, Jesus Christ. I just left the toys out so he could use whatever he wanted, and oh, good Lord, he did. He was using the crop on me, and oh, it hurt. It hurts so fucking good. Oh, Jesus. And he likes it. I think he liked it. I mean, I started to cry because it was, oh, fuck. Just that fucking good. And I really think he likes it. Ooh, one thing, maybe after we play with it, I'll take pictures, but I bought one of those little, oh, cripes, I'm going to get the name wrong, but like, Wurttemberg wheels, you know, the little pokey wheel things? Yeah, because he had expressed some interest in those, and I'm like, okay, so I saw one on Amazon, I mean, you know, it was relatively inexpensive, and it's a pokey little wheel thing, it's pretty cool. So I bought one, so I'll have to make sure I leave it out so we can play with it and he can leave little marks all over me. Fuck. Although I do love when he scratches me, digs his nails into my ass or my back, and he just tears my flesh fucking open. I know it sounds so fucked up. But it's good. So good. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, stuff's been a little slow in Slutland. But I am on winter break now for 2 weeks. Gotta love being a teacher. And tomorrow, gonna have some sexy shenanigans with Fuck Buddy. It's all about debauchery, because fuck Christmas. And hopefully, I will get to see Hot Chocolate a lot over break. I should, set up my microphone and stuff in my room so I can make, a good recording of us together. You need to hear him growl. I know most of you are dudes and are probably thinking, no, Swirl, no we don't. But you do. Oh, my God. And he makes me make really good sounds, so you'll enjoy listening to that. Oh, fuck. Well, I've had a good time talking to you, and as always, if you listen to me, thank you. I don't know why you do, but I appreciate it. I really do. And as I lay here in my bed, touching my pussy, just know that I'm thinking about you. And all the dirty, dirty things you want to do to me. Oh. Because you do, don't you? You want to do such dirty, filthy things to me. And you know what? I'd let you. When you're touching yourself later, think of me. Bye.